Dr. Shea, the first question is for you. How is massage regulated in the United States when it comes to horses? And where's the line between body work and the practice of veterinary medicine?
Yeah, so I'll definitely start with that, and I'm going to have Michelle chime in as well. So it's really state by state regulated, and so you really need to be familiar with your state's Veterinary Practice Act to know if you need to be working under a licensed veterinarian or not. So there are a lot of specific guidelines that one has to look into, a little too broad to capture in this Q&A. But like for Pennsylvania, for instance, they need to be working under veterinarians, you know, guidance and things like that. So as a veterinarian, I rarely think about those things because I fit the bill for both. And then, you know, definitely a body worker and a massage therapist is definitely not making a diagnosis. So Michelle, I know you've got some details to add to that.
Yes, in addition to the Veterinary Practice Act guiding the law in each state and what can and can't be done by a non-veterinarian, there's also regulations associated with different disciplines. For example, the horses I'm working with at the observation event are governed by the FEI, which means that we have to follow all of the rules of the FEI for the competition year. So you have to have a permitted equine therapist license to be working with those animals, because that's the governing board of the competition that they're competing in. That can be with thoroughbred racing or quarter horse racing. It can be the racing commission in a given state. It can be specific racetrack laws. It can be, or racetrack regulations. It can also be like USDF rules. It can be any various competing regulating body that's actually gonna govern what you can and can't do with an animal.
So does that responsibility fall to the horse owner or to the person offering the service?
In my opinion, it should be the person offering the service that needs to know what those regulations are, but that's not always the case. For an example, with our higher level athletes, like the ones competing here, the ones competing at the Land Rover five-star event in Kentucky, those FEI athletes know the rules as well. And they're considered persons responsible for knowing whether something can or can't be done during competition. So it's more of a team approach, really, at that level. And at the lower levels, it's the responsibility, in my opinion, of the professional that's actually providing the service.
So, Michelle, yeah, we have a question. Oh, sorry, Dr. Shade.
That's okay. I was just saying, I would definitely agree with what she said. So primarily falls on the responsibility of the body worker, especially at the lower levels, making sure you're abiding by, you know, your state practice act.